Hello, I'm Lydia Woods, and welcome to King of Kings Lenten Devotions, Transformed in Christ. Today is March 29th, and this week we are reminded to be like Jesus with commitment to community. Today's truth that transforms is, family is the primary place where faith is fashioned. Our readings come from Deuteronomy 6 and Luke 2. Deuteronomy 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." Luke 2 says, "Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." How are we transformed in Christ and shaped to be more like him? When we think about the settings where faith is fashioned, we sometimes quickly think about settings at church or maybe our Connect group. However, when we pause for longer conversations and ask people to share, those who have most influenced them in their walk with Jesus, it is usually a parent. The home, in fact, is God's design as the primary place where we experience community, love that supports us, and learn about the love of God from people we trust. Notice the reading from Deuteronomy. It talks about having conversations in the home where God is mentioned. Sometimes it's that simple, talking about God and investigating him. However, faith really gets fashioned when conversations are not just about God, but become conversations with God. He enters our community experience, our homes, and with him comes the transformative power of his love. This is how I see this truth that transforms working in my life. We spend so much of our time with our families. For a period of our life, our formative years, we live in the same house as them. Ever since I can remember, my dad said nightly prayers with us, even if it was just a memorized prayer. Our dad talked to me about how God was working in his life too, and I got to be more a part of that as I got older. He taught me how in all things I could run to God and ask him for help. Every time I came to my dad with a problem, his instant reaction was always, "Let's pray about this." I'm going to be honest. That was not always what I wanted to hear. Sometimes I didn't want to pray. I wanted to stew in whatever was happening. But my dad always prayed, even if I didn't join him. When things were going right in my life, my dad pointed me to God too by praising him. By no means was my dad perfect. But even that taught me something. It taught me that I can mess up, and God will always love me and forgive me. God used my dad to help form my faith, and he can and will use you too. As a parent, as a grandparent, aunt or uncle, or even a family friend, the home you are part of and the ones you are welcomed into are where you have influence and can be used to bless someone with a lifelong faith. Now, how do you see this truth that transforms working in your life? Let's pray for that transformation in Christ. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the gift of family. I pray that as we think about our families and the ones that we are part of, that you would help us to see the ways that we can draw them closer to you. Lord, please use us. In your name I pray. Amen.